The coronavirus pandemic has virtually shut down the entertainment industry in New York. A summer without live music. WXXI's Jeff Spivak examines the loss of this essential service.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's call to shut down the state meant banning people from congregating, and musicians, even ones playing to an empty room or a congregation. Cuomo has asked for New Yorkers who do not provide an essential service to stay at home, and admittedly, music is not an essential service. But the internet gives voice to musicians every day, performing live in their living rooms. Here's the Rochester soul singer and songwriter Danielle Ponder with keyboardist Avis Reese from a Facebook Live watch party last Friday. It was checked out by more than 25,000 people around the world, all of whom said no to coronavirus. You can shut down our music clubs, but you can't take our music. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change.
Do you know?
Yes, the muse can be a real pest. Here's Mike Gladstone and his old Uncle Plum bandmate, Elvio Fernandez, duetting on a cover of Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here. Fernandez is playing keyboards. Over his shoulder is a video screen with Gladstone on guitar and vocals.
So you think you can tell?
Matt Rammerman is a musician, a drummer who also owns The Green Room, a recording studio on Humboldt Street. On Monday, his idea for a Rochester livestream music festival was struggling for support. 24 hours later, Rammerman had revised the idea to streaming the performances of musicians from the safety of their own homes, and the festival came roaring back. Enough local musicians jumped on board to create 3 days of music, running deep into the night on Facebook Live on the first weekend in April.
Just try to really, really make this thing the best we can do with it.
And once the all-clear klaxon blows and musicians emerge from their quarantines and gather in relative safety, it may be that the coronavirus pandemic has created a corona-virtual reality.
And I don't think this streaming thing is going away. I don't think it's something that's, you know, just a quick fad while this is happening. I think even after this crisis, we're going to have that really be a factor in entertainment.
Jeff Spivak, WXXI News.